The qi is energy. So how we move the energy for feelings and physical ailments, I have to start with thinking what we want, really.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And oh my goodness, it's my weekend. I hope it's your weekend too. 7 p.m. every Friday night, we bring you a brand new Autoimmune Hour right here on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm curled up with my fabulous chai tea right now. I just love it. I've got some homemade almond milk in it, so I'm going to be enjoying that while we have a fantastic time with our wonderful guest. We have with us Master Teresa Yuan, and she is an international recognized master of Qigong, speaker, healer, and author who speaks on how to achieve your physical, emotional, and spiritual balance with Qigong. She is the founder of the Seventh Happiness School of Qigong, a certified private institution, and the sole successor of Grandmaster Wu's lineage. Wu was a distinguished Qigong master, educator, and creator of the highly successful Wu Ai Qigong, which helped millions of people to see better. And she is also approved by the Continuing Education Professional Development Activity Provider. And welcome so much, Master Teresa. It's just a thrill to have you on the show.
Wow, I'm so happy to be on your show. let's see what I can do.
You know, you always blow us away. Last time we talked, you did a private little session for me, and I'll tell you, it was awesome. It was a thing started, I don't know how to describe it, guys. If you're listening out there, this is going to sound a little weird, but she was doing some, I'll call it remote work with me, with like moving my energy and stuff, and you could actually, I was feeling things like move inside me. It was so cool, Teresa.
Yeah, we do learn to do remote healing, isn't it? I do teach people how to teach what I do, though. It's just possible.
Oh, my gosh.
I have an online program on it, yeah. I have an online program called holisticbusiness.ca, so people can learn to teach Qigong. They can learn to do some Qi on their family members or friends, or even start a little class just with what I teach there. It's on sale right now, too. I'm not trying to promote, but it's just, you brought it out. It's a $3,000 program for $500 going these 2 months.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was really fascinating. I have done the movements of what I always thought Qigong was. I mean, you know, a movement process of, I guess it was sort of to me an idea of an exercise program where it was a series of movements and breathing, controlled breathing. But this was so different. So let's give us your definition of what Qigong is, and then we'll start from there, because like I said, I had a totally different idea of what it was until you did the remote healing. I was like, wow, that's different.
Oh, I'm so excited that I can inspire people. It's my mission this lifetime to share what I know, and so people can follow to be the master of themselves, right? Which is mastering their own qi. So qi is energy. So trees, you know, the supplements, the food, the air, the water, or a person, they all emit energy. So energy can be measured by equipment. So if people are interested, they can even just search online for energy medicine or energy science. You know, a lot of books online. I really like some of the books I read, and it gives me a lot of research foundation. So we start to know that Qigong is not voodoo, right? It's really scientifically proven. I have a great idea to just explain this. It's really a visualization. What you think attracts what you think it can be, but does it work, right? So in the Winter Olympic back a few years ago, you know, in Whistler, they actually hook up like a headpiece, right, on people's head, and then they connect that with the CN Towers in Toronto, and then the people would visualize on one end, and then they throw the image. Oh, I wanted what color of CN Tower? The lighting would change with the thoughts. So this is proven. Yeah, well, then when there's money involved about selling high-end equipment, there'll be promotion.
Well, true.
This is called a thought-controlled computer. So IBM is also thinking of, you know, how people walk into their home, put the thoughts, and the lights all work with the thoughts, right? This is going on.
Wow. I don't know about that. I'm not sure I want people reading my mind. I mean, sometimes...
Oh, you naturally do. You're so intuitive, you know.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, sometimes not the nicest thoughts go through my mind when somebody cuts me off in traffic. Well, maybe then I do want them to know that I just got upset that they cut me off in traffic. Now let's talk about our internal energy then. So everything has energy and it can be measured. That is just fascinating. But I'm curious about I've played with my energy before and I've been able to run it and understand what it feels like to be grounded in things. But if people who are listening now aren't familiar with energy, what are some steps you encourage people to use the first couple of times so they can get to actually feel like, oh my gosh, I do have energy?
Oh yeah. So we will do a demonstration. We can do some balancing for all the audience so they can understand how to do something themselves. So to give you a little basic is that qi is energy, gong means exercise or method. That means you're actually moving the energy by doing something. And then it involves your mind talking to your body. And then you make the energy. You could have movements or no movements. It's something like this. So how we move the energy for feelings and physical ailments have to start with thinking what we want, really. So for instance, I would love to do something right away.
Sure.
Is it a good time?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So I will ask everyone listening, maybe just quiet down for a moment. You can close your eyes or half close your eyes. Just acknowledge your body. So it's any area a little bit tight, or if any area feel a bit nervous, not settled. So this is a reflection of the energy inside us too. So aches and pain is a reflection of a kind of energy. Feelings just the same. So look at them, just a part of you, acknowledge them. It's okay to feel them. So we can go to just relax a little bit. So I go through a part of the body at a time. Then you just think about loosening them up, lightening them up. If the muscles tight, just see what you can do with your mind. So relax. So head can relax. Neck, relax, shoulders, relax, chest. Relax. Abdomen. Relax. The back. Relax. The arms, your hands. Relax. So the hip, the legs, relax to the feet. Just relax your whole body. So I like to use a song. The song is Song. Song means relax in Chinese. So when I make the song, so you just follow the sound and then think about relaxing each part of the body again. So it's okay, don't have to make the sound out. Just focus on yourself. I'm going to do some healing on you. So I give all of you my gift. Wish you be lighter. Head, breathe in. Song. Neck. Breathe in. Song. Shoulders. Relax. Song. Chest. Relax. Song. Abdomen. Relax. So, so the whole back, relax. So, so the arms, relax. So, legs, relax. So, whole body, relax. So you might notice that you're a little bit lighter than just now. That's good. If you do not, it's fine. So all you have to do later on is when you listen to the audio, you can just play it again so you can really hear the steps, and then it will help you deeper. So we can also try to feel some energy in your hand now. So you can half close your eyes to do, whichever way to do is okay. So you can bring the hand in front of the abdomen. So they are palm facing palm, maybe like a feet away, not touching each other. So Fushihai's energy is connecting between the hands. It's like the left hand has energy connecting to the right hand, and then they are not touching each other. So you gently open the hand out a little bit, say a few inches. And then you can bring it together a few inches, but they don't touch each other. And as you improve your relaxation and the connection, I'm sending you energy too. And you might feel some tingling and warmth between the hands. And this is what we call qi.
Wow.
So do it for a minute. Breathe in. You can open. And breathe out, you can close. So as we're building the energy in the hand, then you actually feel the energy is really so real, it's solid really. And it's yours, it's your energy. But this energy hasn't been trained so that it can do much healing work yet. But it's a way how you can feel yourself, right? It's real.
Wow. You know what was so fascinating as I did that and I brought my hands just a little bit closer, you could feel and getting more, I guess the word more solid, more pressure between the hands. That was fascinating.
Yes. So when we're doing the Qigong practice, so when we have movement, so while we're doing the movements, we're trying to create this kind of life force. It's like giving a turbo to the life force. And then it will run through the body through the movements, and then it will heal the body because the body needs extra energy, right? So they need to be trained so they're more powerful. So many people may ask about, what if I'm in a wheelchair? I can't even stand. So can someone without arms and legs work? Yes, we can have visualization that does not require much hand and leg movements too. And even people with Parkinson can do something about themselves when it's early stage, right? Because it's so beautiful when the hand connecting with the body or with the legs, with the breathing. You are training your brain so they become more active. They're connecting with every part of you. So you're training the body so it will listen to you. The body is not healing because it doesn't even know what you want. Oh. We do so many things at one time, like you, right? Multitask all the time, right?
Right.
So the body don't know how to heal.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to have to hold on that point and have Master Teresa talk to us about more about training our body how to heal. I love that. I love that concept. But we need to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. The first book launched just a couple of weeks ago and it's already getting awesome reviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And we are here today with Master Teresa. She is an internationally recognized master of Qigong. And she just led us through this most amazing energy demonstration. And I am so relaxed, I'm having trouble remembering what questions I want to ask. But she brought up this fantastic thought right before we had to take that break about use our mind and this energy that she's showing us in training our body to heal. And I love that idea. I had never considered, like, wow, I'm expecting this, I'll say this youngster, this what something with no idea of what it's doing to heal itself all by itself without any training. I love that idea. Let's delve some more into how do we train ourselves, train our bodies to heal.
It's so simple. Under my system, the Pure Land Qigong, I revolutionized all the difficult Qigong to simplify them. So it become fun and easy to do, and it doesn't even take much effort sometimes. 5-10 minutes, it works already. So traditionally, you know, the Qigong requires a lot of yin, the yang, you know, the meridians. So it makes it rather complicated. So now we just want to simplify everything. And this, for me, is to drop those things out first. Just work on something easy that everyone can manage. It could be just what we did just now. Relax the body. Because when you relax, the body can listen, but then when we are trying to relax, we're still thinking. The thoughts never end. They keep coming. So we're always on tasks, duties, jobs to do, children to take care, or bills to pay. So we need to drop them off for a moment. Then we can relax. But it's difficult. Just say how. So the steps of the Qigong gradually move you out to a nice vibration. That's how you feel just now. And that at that moment, you start to drop your thoughts.
Yes, I did. You know, it was fascinating as we were going at relaxing each body part. I've often said, well, you know, there's too much monkey chatter in my head. But I noticed with just listening to you during that time, I don't remember thinking any of that. That's so fascinating.
It's very easy to do. You can do that too. You can be the teacher of others. Anyone can. It's not difficult under how I teach.
Right. I have a question though. I'm curious about, as we're in that relaxed state, can we use like healing thoughts, like I am pain free, or things such as that, that would help enhance the body's ability to heal? Or is it just this state of relaxation?
Well, that's like, thank you. That's a great idea. You're so intuitive. That's exactly how I teach people too. Now, while you're doing the like a form of Qigong, so then you just calm and peaceful. So at that moment, then you can talk to the parts of the body that is in need of help.
Wow.
Just like, oh, I get better every day.
Right. I'm pain-free, or I am stronger every day. I am stronger. I love this idea. And does it help at all? I'm curious to perhaps write down some of the things that you want to remember to tell your body in this relaxed state. Does it help to write those down beforehand? Or does it just come intuitively what your body needs to know?
We can expand on this topic deeply, but then one thing I just like to mention is sometimes when we are asking the body for something, it's almost overwhelming for the body. How can it be possible? Because while you're asking, but they actually listening to you say, well, how can it be done? So they don't understand how it can be done, because they don't understand the message. It's like people want to say people want to sleep. They're trying to relax. They don't sleep, right?
Right. They're too busy trying to sleep to fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing the affirmation and thinking relaxed, but it doesn't work. So it's the energy. The energy has to be reconnect.
Okay.
Before it actually have a chance to talk to the body.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for clarifying that. I think I was jumping too far ahead here to...
Oh, you're so good.
To get the healing going.
Just natural teacher.
Okay.
I know.
So I wanted to check in with you, too, about you have this wonderful new book. Your second book is out called Unlocking Your Happiness Within, Living the Life You Choose with Qigong. Now, let's talk a little bit. We've got a relaxed state, and we've understand that we can enhance our healing process, teaching our body how to heal. But I think one thing that is very elusive with all people, not just people who are going through a healing experience, is happiness. So let's talk to you. How do you define happiness? And let's talk a little bit about some of the teachings from your brand new book.
So happiness is an energy that is actually coming from inside of us. So it's almost that you don't require anyone to do anything for you, and then you will be happy. So that feeling of that oneness with yourself is possible when you are using the qi to accomplish it. Just like as we go through the relaxation just now, so you're bringing the qi to yourself, and then you actually feel lighter. So when you do the whole qigong form, I call the hot qigong, to go through all the emotions at a time that's stopping you from feeling good. So when you finish, you do feel happier.
Wow.
And it's not difficult to do. So this is a creation. It's not possible before. It took me, I would say, 20 years now to feel I can write a book like this. It's my discovery the last 8 years, how to deal with feelings. They're so big, right? When my teacher died about 10 years ago, or is it more? I don't even remember now, gee. And I actually was so sad. And after I do Qigong, is it 12 years? Then I am just really powerless. I'm so sad. And I just realized ordinary Qigong, they actually don't work for feelings.
Mm.
When it's really dealing with something grief, oh my God, it doesn't work at all. So I was crying for half a year, and I look at Qigong totally different. It must be able to do more than that, right? So there must be more we can do about this magical healing of the qi. And that's all this journey is helping me to look at how to move the energy for feelings differently. And that's what I'm trying to write in this book. That when the time you are so feeling terrible, sad, angry, maybe just moody, you can do something about that feelings. It's just a qi too, but you have to do them differently. That's what I'm showing you in the book.
You know, and that's what I find so fascinating is this idea of blocked or locked emotions in the body, and your idea of getting those out of the body will enhance the healing. And another thing that I've often thought about the word happiness, at least in here in the States, our culture, is sort of the idea that happiness is always found externally. Like, I'll be happy when I graduate, or I'll be happy when I find my soulmate. And I love your book is talking about, no, that's looking at it the wrong way, that the happiness comes from understanding.
They give happiness, yeah. No, those things give happiness. But even if the soulmate left you, then you're still happy. That's what I want.
I like it. Okay.
Because you have many soulmates in this lifetime. It's not one. You may have more than one.
Wow. So let's play a little bit with this idea of if somebody has... I know you talk about these stuck or blocked emotions. What are some ways that we can begin to, I guess the first step is finding out what's stuck there, if something's stuck there.
Well, the work is acknowledging yourself first, you know. It's like people going through life coaching or go to psychotherapy. Well, they actually understand what they should not be thinking. So that part is almost, that's being covered already. But then emotionally, we still feel it is there, right? So So I know I shouldn't do it, but I still do it, right? I still upset with somebody. I know it's not good for me. I cannot forgive, for instance, right?
Right.
But if the energy is being lightened up, so it's not so much power with that, with the anger, for instance, then you all of a sudden will be less angry, and then you find forgiving is actually easier. So the thing you can be doing is, it's like connecting with the feelings so that you know where it's sitting in the body. Sometimes it's hard to identify because it could be very complicated to know what's going on in you. That's why my book is organizing all the thoughts, how people can think about things this way or that way, to give them some idea how they can actually understand the steps they have to go forward. So when they're ready, then they can work on moving the energy with what I'm teaching in the book. So energy is really what's inside you. So if you have a decision to release it, that's the first step. So are you willing to release them?
Are you willing to?
Are you willing to be happy? Or do you still want to cry? Do you want to move forward? You want to forget about, say, your ex-partner? I don't want to even think about him or her anymore. So is that what you want first? So when we solve all these little questions, then you can actually move the energy and it will work magically for you. But it really has to go through all the steps in the book, because when you don't do it properly, it's not right. You might not get what you want. So we can do something like this with the audience, though.
Oh, absolutely. We need to take a quick commercial break. Let's everybody hang on this thought that when we come back, Master Teresa is going to walk us through some of these first steps of uncovering and unlocking your happiness within. That's the title of her awesome brand new book. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're here, we're honored to have Master Teresa. She's internationally recognized Master of Qigong, speaker, healer, and author. And her brand new book, Unlocking Your Happiness Within, Living the Life You Choose with Qigong. And she's been sharing with us the idea of having emotions, I'll say, stuck inside of us, and how we can unlock those. We had to take that quick commercial break, Master Teresa, but let's get started again with this whole idea of some of the first steps to beginning to unlock those.
Sometimes you want to unlock them, but it's not ready, so you cannot do it too. Just want to mention it. So what I'm saying is, because I found out this year in February, when I was going for the GIS EBC summit, I actually woke up some old emotions that's sitting inside me for 38 years already. This year I'm just got 60 years old. So I'm so amazed that I don't even know it's actually there.
Wow.
So when they came out, I felt really shocked and wow, so difficult. And I just know that, oh, I have to tell the world this part too. So when you have very difficult emotions coming out, we do feel shameful. Oh my God, I'm so upset now I can't even handle these emotions. And supposedly, even for myself, right, I'm a Qigong master, I have followers, I have students, I train teachers. I actually was so sad for nowhere, really. And I just realized they reminded me, oh, they are stuck emotions. When I was at 20 years old, I never dealt with.
Mm.
And that's when I realized, oh, you have to know this. My students need to know this too. The world maybe needs to know this too.
Oh, I think the world definitely needs to know this. I found that I've bumped into stuck emotions before. And I've also found where I've thought I've dealt with that emotion, and then all of a sudden something else will trigger and it will all come back as if it was still stuck. And I find that fascinating too, where I've gone through the different processes of where I'm thinking I'm dealing with that particular thing that happened or emotion, whether it was in the present or past.
Well, emotions actually cause health problems too. So if we look at Louise Hay book, right, about all those affirmations about different parts of the body means how you feel, it's a fascinating book. So I would ask some of you, maybe go to the bookstore and flip the book and look at the affirmation. What's it relating to the physical body, right?
I found that so fascinating how she has specific things that certain parts of your body are related to specific emotions, which I find fascinating. And so as we do some of the Qigong work, we're able to integrate Louise Hay's concepts into the work. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So actually, I will cover this part in my book too. So at the last part of the Heart Qigong form, I give people the options to do affirmation so they can work on something on themselves. And it's a very powerful book, I would say. I just wish I have a book like this when I was 20 years old. Then I wouldn't have to cry 38 years later.
I understand, and I think us with autoimmune often ask ourselves, why do we go through specific things? And then the beautiful silver lining is your awesome book, Unlocking Your Happiness Within. Let's talk a little bit more about things.
Let's do something.
Yeah, let's do something. Let's do something too.
Yeah, we said we're going to do something.
Yeah.
We will do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. But getting ready. So I'll let the audience get ready. And if there's other questions Sharon wants to bring up, so we can cover them too, because as I was walking through the steps, you may find it's hard to do the interview.
Yes, but well, let's play with them. Let's play with your steps here. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you. So just relax. We can also close the eyes a bit. Then we can go through yourself about relaxing each part of the body. Just give yourself a minute. Lighten up. Just relax. Relax. And relax. So there may be times when we try to relax, we actually feel more tight too. So it's okay. Just do what you can. Well, it's especially difficult when we have challenging emotions around us. So it's harder to relax. We understand that too. So just be kind to yourself. I say wherever you feel not so good right now. So we can also just let the energy of the universe from the divine or they can be coming from your God, right? Then let them think about helping you. They are always around you. Connect with them. Let the energy flow down to you. They can be from the head flow all the way down to your body. And then they just flow to where you don't feel good. And then you just keep thinking about them flowing down. And then release the difficult emotions. And then I will do you some group healing on the phone. And assist you to lighten up. Breathe in. Just relax. Slow the energy down. And let go the emotions. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe on. Breathe in. Breathe on. Breathe in. Let the energy clear you and clear you, release that difficult feelings. Believe you can do it. Take your time. Okay, so this is my first teaching of the Heart Qigong form. It's a quick way of doing it. And there are other ways of deep release, and the affirmation follows at the part three. Isn't that nice? We can share something to the audience.
Oh, yes. What's so interesting is the other day I smashed my thumb. And yesterday, and I woke up this morning, it was really sore. And when you asked about focusing on something in the body, I focused on my thumb. And I could feel it dissipate. I must have been holding in some emotions around silliness about smashing my own thumb or something. I'm actually able to bend my thumb now. I find that so fascinating. I mean, isn't that interesting what we hold even emotions around simple things like that. I remember when it happened, I was thinking to myself, you know, well, that wasn't very smart. Why, you know, I knew better, all those sorts of things. And you don't even think of those as being able to be stuck somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes we cannot even share with people what happened before in our life because it's not something suitable to share. So it's very difficult. We call them suppressed emotions. And then they need to go out some way. And that's why sometimes people are very angry because they have some suppressed emotions.
Yes. We've had Dr. David Clark on and the beautiful Sarah Payton on as well, talking about the neurobiology of emotions and the neurobiology of healing. And this is so attuned and aligned with their works as well, understanding how this gets trapped in our body as well as our nervous system and can keep us in that state of fight or flight or freeze. And what I loved about this now, in the period of 20 minutes, 30 minutes or something, I've had two awesome relaxing episodes where I'm finding I got to come back and ask relevant questions here. My goodness, Master Teresa. In the next 10 minutes or so, I'm just going to be so blissed out, we won't be able to finish the show. But this is...
So when people do this while they're having a difficult time, so they do bring happiness to themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I feel completely lighter and much happier. I find that so fascinating. This is so...
The chi, yeah. Yeah, the chi is like an eraser.
What a beautiful metaphor.
It erases the emotions because it's just the higher happiness, calm, and peaceful energy. And it's so high vibration, and it just take care of the stuff.
Wow, I love that this is an eraser, because that's a beautiful visualization to be able just to see it being erased away, vanished away. Wow.
Well, in your steps, though, in your steps, there's many things about chi. Chi is like a university, too, how to use it to your benefit. And then, so that's why sometimes different people need a special thing, a little bit different than other people. So we always can use more healers, too. So because they are specific, they need focused attention. So we practice on ourselves, right, which is what this book is talking about, unlocking your happiness within. You practice on yourself, doing a qigong, it works. So you keep doing it, it works. And then that's why I need to give them a workbook, too. So that the workbook comes with the book, so it helps them to write down the things they have to work on. And I hope that they will get more out of this practice of the heart qigong.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And we need to take one more quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Master Teresa is going to tell us more about how to get the book and how to be able to work with her specifically. So we'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And we've been spending this time tonight with Master Teresa, and she is an internationally recognized master of Qigong, speaker, healer, and author, who helps us achieve physical, emotional, and spiritual balance using Qigong. And she is just... got a brand new book out, and the purpose of the book is to help people release and recover from low vibration emotions that cause sadness that will eventually lead to physical illness through the use of Qigong. And the name of the book is Unlocking Your Happiness Within, Living the Life You Choose with Qigong. And I just love this few exercises that we've been doing with you so far today, Teresa. Tell us about how to get your book, where can we find the book, and also how to work with you specifically.
Oh, hi. Oh, well, the book is actually going through, on Amazon, so they can search on Amazon for the book. And then we also can go to my website, theseventhhappiness.com, and then the link will be right on the homepage of the website.
Fantastic. And currently you have a beautiful promotion where you've chosen to give some of the proceeds to a specific group. Tell us about that, and what was your mind behind that?
Well, I always love to help those that come to my life. So So naturally, the Gatehouse, a charitable foundation, the founder has become my student, and I started to know about the beautiful work they do, about helping the childhood sexual abuse survivors to have the rehabilitation program through them. And I think it's so meaningful. I like to support them and have been teaching there. And I love to give them the books. So with my Kindle launch, you know, I love to give them with the $2, and I give 50% to them. And then I will have a hard copy launched too, and I wish people will be kind enough to even buy the book and then give an extra copy to the foundation. So these things will be set up in my website. Just wish them, the people there can have a book free, and it's the way we love them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And talk about trapped and stuck emotions from childhood trauma. There's so much research out there right now that talks about a lot of the illnesses that are happening in your later life stem from what the scientist term, I'm not a fan of this term, is adverse childhood experience. To me, somehow that title limits it, but that's the current research is called ACEs, folks. If you ever see something out there about an ACE, they call that an adverse childhood experience. And I think we can certainly change the language around that, especially with using masters like Master Teresa to help us guide ourselves. And as she's been saying, once we learn to guide ourselves, we can take that out to others, such as family members and friends. I just love that so much. That's so awesome. We just have a couple minutes left. Can you share with us a couple of final parting thoughts you would like us all to know before we leave?
Oh, thank you. I'm open for your questions. So any audience, you want to write me anything, I'll do my best to answer them. I also form a Facebook group, Master Teresa, Unlocking Your Happiness Within. So I invite you to be members so we can continue to tap on these things about emotions, right? Yeah, and just honor yourself, right? You surely, you know, have to know that you are very beautiful. There's a reason why you're here, and it's just a journey, really. We'll get better.
I love that. And Master Teresa's website is theseventhhappiness.com. All three words, theseventhhappiness.com. And we'll have that up on Life Interrupted Radio for you guys if you're doing something and don't have a pencil or paper with you. Thank you so much, Master Teresa, for being on the show tonight. This has just been absolutely blissful. What a fabulous way to start your weekend is a couple of sessions of just pure relaxation. My tongue isn't even working anymore. It's so relaxed. Goodness sakes here. Anyway, everyone, go have a great weekend, whatever your adventures, and join me next week for another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. Oh, and before I forget, go to lifeinterruptedradio.com/transcribe tribe, and we've got the transcripts of almost all of the shows. As you know, we just started this a few months ago, and so we're playing catch up a little bit because we have about 150 episodes of the show. But be sure and sign up, and you'll be able to get the transcripts, including the transcript of Master Teresa tonight. So if you wanted to reflect back on anything she said, you'll be able to read it as well. So everyone, have a great weekend. Enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by MindfulnessInActionBook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. As well as I want to share a really cool new thing that we're doing over at lifeinterruptedradio.com. It's called the Transcribe Tribe. Now, we've done over 130, 140 episodes already. They're not all transcribed yet, but go over, sign up for the Autoimmune Hours Transcribe Tribe, and you'll be able to get transcriptions. And if you don't find one that you're looking for, just drop us a note there on the website and we'll be sure and get that one up in the top of the queue. So join us over at lifeinterruptedradio.com, Transcribe Tribe.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day. And most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.